Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hello everyone, welcome back to a brand new episode of Errant Expeditions, where we talk everything Christ and entertainment. I think we're going to celebrate not just platonic love, not just romantic love, but love as a whole. And may this just continue to go into each and every factor of our life. And as we are here with my guest, we have the one and only, the beautiful, the stunner,
what?
The girl, no. The radiant, always the man, never a man.
What?
What is going on? It is Lady V.
Woo-hoo.
Yay.
Woo-hoo. I'm going to need you at all my shows just introducing me.
Just like hyping everything
yeah,
up.
Yeah, just hype me up before any kind of performance or anything. I need you
just
there.
Just be like the bare minimum, me in the background. It's V, it's you, it's me, it's her.
I'm going to need you for sure. I'm booking you. Tell your agents
to
send me your invoice. I got you.
It's like 80,000. I'm kidding. It's not.
I got you.
It's
not. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
And in the whole theme of love.
Just so you know, guys, I don't know what's going on today. Again. I don't know what's going
on. Throwing you under the bus.
Again, I don't know if it's a 2025 thing, but we're here. Anyways, go on.
We're here. So I'm going to need you to answer. Before I tell you what, just tell me. True or false?
Okay. I can do that.
True or false?
I can do it.
Just say true or false.
Okay.
So peek, true or false. And then I'm going to give you...
Sure.
False. Cool. So you answered
I'm scared.
False. Now you need to tell me why you think the next statement is false.
Okay.
Is Valentine's Day overrated? Now you got to like you got to think.
Is it? The thing is, it's going to be very hard for me to answer this question from a, what is it called? A subjective point of view?
Oh, an objective point of view.
Objective, sorry. Oh, girl.
Objective.
Is it overrated?
You went with false, girl.
So I said false. It's not. I've never celebrated Valentine's Day, so I'm not going to lie to you. I don't
really?
Know how to answer this question. I'm going to be real. I have my own reasons why I don't celebrate it, because I don't have really the best memories that have nothing to do with Valentine's Day itself, but things happen around that time in my past. So normally, because of the trauma that I have from that time... Every relationship that I've had, I've been like, I don't celebrate it, don't do anything. I just don't want to do anything. But now, would I want to be celebrated? Why not? Why not?
Slay.
You know?
Absolute slay.
But at the same time, I'm going to be, I don't want to say devil's advocate, but I'm going to be an advocate of the opposite of that.
The advocate is not his.
But not his. Exactly. I just want to make it clear.
We are children of the light in this place.
But the other thing is with me, I think I'm very, again, it's not for everyone, but I think with me, I always want to know where things started. Yeah. So the things that I've heard about Valentine's Day are what make me feel like, but then at the same time, I'm like, why aren't you celebrating me every other Ooh. Month of the year? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So there's a lot of thoughts that I have about it, but I'm curious to know what you think. Even though
if
this
I
was
think
at me.
It's like true or false or just. Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Is it overrated for you?
So.
I think every girl, the little girl in all of us.
I've also pretty much never really celebrated Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
However, I really hope he doesn't watch this. Please.
And then this video goes viral.
So in 2024, on Valentine's Day, I was actually doing my audition for...
the show that you got.
No. For I Am.
Yeah.
And wait, was it?
Was it Valentine's Day?
Yeah. Like I was doing... No, I was doing an interview for another radio station. I didn't get the job. Oh. I mean, but that day, and then the guy that I liked around that time, he was like, oh, Erin, I need some help to film some stuff. And I was like, yeah, sure, I can help you. And then we just drove to his old school and like we filmed some stuff. And then we got like dinner. I'm gonna call it dinner, like lunch, dinner.
Oh yeah.
We
yeah,
got
okay.
dinner in between.
Okay. Mm.
And even though it wasn't like outly like we were celebrating Valentine's Day, it was just actually so nice because we realized we were wearing like the same color
matching
scheme.
Color, yeah.
Like he was wearing a black shirt, I was wearing like a black skirt dress thingy, and both of us were wearing white shoes.
Mm.
And
just
everyone,
a cute moment.
Nah, and everyone was like, "Oh my word, cute!" I was like, "No, we're really just friends." I hope you don't see this one.
Oh gosh!
But yeah, I think
this
Valentine's
is why you're not
Day
supposed
is...
to have a podcast because you'll be taking out your business and other people's business. But anyway, sorry.
Yeah, like we're good now, but I think Valentine's Day is actually a nice day where, like, just celebrating love as a whole.
Yeah.
So it was nice to celebrate the day with a friend.
Yeah.
Even though around the time I was like, woo.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think.
But
love in general.
But I will say, like, if we're being real, when you're single out on Valentine's Day, it's not the best time. I remember when I was.
Sure.
The thing is, guys, when I was single, I loved going out and I liked taking myself out. I was spending my money on me. And I said, you know what? We're going out. Like, I would go out on a random weekday. Like, it was, you know. And I remember I went out on, I think it was 2022, Valentine's Day. Mm. Or 2021. I can't remember. One of the 2 years or both years.
Mm.
But one of the years I went out. And I was just like, okay, 2021, I went out on Valentine's Day. I was like, this is good, you know. 2022, I'm like,
what is this day?
I don't want to be here.
14th February.
All these couples just remind me of how single I am. So I do think we do, for the people who aren't in relationships, it is kind of a tough time for them because seeing other people be celebrated, and not that we're jealous. Yeah. It is a beautiful thing that you want people to experience, but you also want to experience it as well.
Yeah.
So I do think that's why I'm also an advocate for Galentine's and things like
I had a Galentine's literally.
Really?
When like after I spent the day with my friend.
Yeah.
I had a Galentine's afterwards.
How
was
it?
It was so nice.
It is so nice. You don't even really feel that, oh, this is for couples, but you feel like it's a day to be. Yes. It's a day to be celebrated. And who says we shouldn't be even be celebrating with our friends?
Exactly. And you have Bro-entines. Yeah, let's make that as well.
Guy-entines. Bro-entines. I think
I think Bro-entines, like, it fits a bit more. So I thought about like rom-coms.
Ooh,
and especially when you think about the like the mid-2000 kind of rom-coms.
Yeah.
Like the 10 Things I Hate About You, the Princess Diaries, as we spoke about earlier. What's that one with the landscape guy? And then the girl, oh my word. It's on Netflix.
Explain.
So it's this movie about this woman and she's like career driven and everything. And then she meets this guy who's like a landscaping artist. And they're like, oh my word, it's not going to work. We're too different.
I can't remember.
Really?
It
is such a good film. So like basically like films.
Yeah,
like rom-coms. So how do you think especially the media and rom-coms, how they have influenced our perception of love?
Girl, do you have time? Because
I feel it.
I think before I took my relationship with God seriously, there were certain expectations that I had or certain things that I thought were normal.
Sure.
Because of what I was consuming in rom-coms.
Mm.
And I'm not saying we shouldn't watch rom-coms.
Love,
but I think we need to separate the fact that I'm watching a movie and this is real life. And I'll give you an example. One of the biggest things is like, I thought because of rom-coms, I was young,
there
guys.
It is.
I was young.
There it is.
But I thought every time you have a disagreement with your partner, the partner needs to have some grand gesture every single time.
That's real.
I thought, okay, we have a misunderstanding now today.
Stand outside my window.
Stand outside my window with the boombox. Sing to me in the rain so I know it's
whole,
real.
Like, ways to make
yes. Can
thing.
We go back? So I know that it's real.
That's so good.
So
true.
Yeah, it kind of ruined me. But I was like, okay, but what if we're having disagreements every fifth day? Am I expecting that every fifth day? Because that is going to actually annoy me. Honestly. Like, if I'm being honest, if you're outside my window at 9 o'clock in the rain, boomboxing every fifth day or every... No. Let's be real. We have other things to... Let's go read the Bible.
Honestly.
Or something. So I do think there is elements of it that has created... Also, there's a sense of pride that it has created. Sure. Because in a lot of rom-coms, no matter who was wrong, the guy needs to be the one who apologizes.
Yo, that's real.
Right? And I'm not saying the guy shouldn't apologize. What I'm saying is it made me become prideful and start thinking that I am never wrong. And I promise you that... Until I got into a relationship in 2020, end of 2022, that relationship, like, I couldn't ever see myself wrong. It didn't matter what I did. I'm like, never wrong.
Even if I'm wrong, I'm right.
Yes, I'm right. You should apologize to me. Sure. That you misunderstood me and that made me mad. How about that? You know? And... In that time, like, God had to, like, to pick at little things that I was doing that were coming from pride, were coming from things that I was watching and that were made norms in on social media or on rom-coms. Yeah, so it has had a huge effect on how I viewed love and relationships, and God had to start from scratch with me.
Sure, I think, man... I did not expect the whole thing about I'm right all the time, because that's actually very true.
Yeah.
That's so true. And something that really just got me is also how it's almost been normalized that, you know, at a certain age, you should have been quote unquote experienced.
Oh, yeah.
And then I meet everyday people and they're like, I've never had my first kiss. I've never done this. I've never had a boyfriend. And I'm like 25 or something.
And we start to look at people weird because of that.
Yeah.
I'm like,
and it's
what?
So weird, especially like in like the teenage kind of rom-coms. Mm. And then they kind of push this whole notion of you should have, you know, done all of these things.
Another thing that rom-coms created. Mm. Oh, girl, I'm exposing myself. I thought, she said she's going to expose me, but okay, cool. Anyway, I thought that I need to find my love in high school. I wanted a high school sweetheart because of the rom-coms that I was watching at the in high school and stuff. I'm like, and by the time I was in matric, I remember, and I'm not saying the person was a terrible person. That was actually a good person.
Just a disclaimer.
Yeah. To everybody who knows who it is. I'm not saying the person was bad.
Yeah.
But I do think that I got into that relationship because I was like, my time to get a high school sweetheart is running out in 8 months. So we need to make this work.
And let's make time for prelims and for records.
So I literally got with a part of the reason, they were a great person, whatever, but this person was my friend and it could have just stayed a friendship, but it went beyond that. And I think my mind was operating, matric is over. Get your sweetheart right now. Right now,
you
girl.
You need to have a university babe.
Yes. You're going to do the long distance, see each other, try and make it work. Guys. Hey,
as for long distance.
I tell you. So I do think that was one of the other things that it influenced in my thinking. And I remember when it didn't work, because it didn't even last long, guys. Mm. It didn't last even 3 months, I think.
Wow.
I remember I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to die alone. I remember crying. At that time, I wasn't really serious with Christ. I really thought I'm going to be single the rest of my life. And now I'm like, girl, you're still young, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah.
I definitely think the whole, you know, rushing into stuff is so prevalent in a lot of media and rom-coms. Yeah. And I can't blame them, because someone who's also both of us who's in the industry, you know, it is... You need to make a story, guys. We got to write that script. We got to film that thing. We got to get the Academy Awards and whatever. But then, as you said, you know, to separate story world from reality.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
We understand
that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.